96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Come back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Teen dating, for some families, it's a rite of passage or maybe just a part of the process of growing up. But teen dating violence is a frightening reality that parents and children are facing. According to the Centers for Disease Control, back in 2012, approximately 9% of high school students reported being hit, slapped, or physically hurt by a boyfriend or girlfriend. Well, February is Teen Dating Violence Month, and we are drilling down on this issue. My guests are Dr. Jerry Dyson, an adolescent physician and author of An Apple a Day Keeps the Drama Away, and domestic violence activist Queen Afi Gaston. She is the founder of Domestic Violence Wears Many Tags. If you want to talk about this issue, please do. Please give me a call if you have some experience with this issue or have some questions about it. If you are a parent with teenagers that are of dating age, the lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or find me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Queen and Dr. Dyson, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Queen, let's get to this issue firsthand. A lot of people would be surprised, and I know that when this issue first came to my attention years ago, that violence was unfortunately a part of, or could be at least part of, modern teen violence. As an activist, as an advocate for victims of domestic violence, have you seen or heard a lot about this issue?
Well, I do. And I have heard of this issue right offhand in our schools, you know, in the city as I travel through and advocate to different teens. I hear the stories of them, boys and girls, being victimized in their relationships. Mm.
Dr. Dyson, you have seen patients who have also been victims. How did you get into that kind of conversation? Did you know off the bat, or did they have to tell you?
That's a good question. You always don't know off the bat. Sometimes you have to look at the body language of the patient. So, especially the patients that I have a good rapport with, I can kind of see their demeanor has changed a little bit, or they may mention their love interest a little bit more, or give me different conversations that shows that they're being controlled in a relationship. And those are kind of like some of the caution signs that I see when I'm talking with patients. I kind of pay attention to how they are dialoguing with me about their love interest.
What kind of, what ages are we talking about here?
It can be anywhere from 12 up to 40 or 50 year old. It just depends on who it is. And a lot of these young people are in relationships. And I think that young people kind of have a romantic idea of, if a guy is telling me what to do, or if he's texting me nonstop, then he's really into me. If he doesn't like me to be with other people, that shows that not so much they need to be able to see that that's a sign of jealousy, but they see it as, oh, he wants me all to himself. So they feel kind of grateful, like he's worshiping them, mm-hmm. so to speak. So those are some of the danger signs that I see with my teens.
Queen, why do these things happen, particularly as it relates to young people? And I would imagine it's also, it's not always physical violence. It's also emotional abuse.
Yeah, definitely emotional abuse. I like to go back to the household.
Okay.
Everything starts at home with us. There could be some relationship defaults at home where, you know, the teens have grew up and have seen mother or father being abused, or living in an abusive household or an abusive environment, and they have taken that on. But about 1 in 5 women and nearly about 1 in 5 men have experienced partner balance, and the ages start between from 11 and 17 years old, you know, have suggested that, hey, I've been in an abusive relationship. So I think at home we have to start getting better, you know, with demonstrating healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to the phone lines. A lot of folks on the line, they want to talk about this issue. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Charles calling from Washington, D.C. Charles, you say it's an environmental thing. You mean the home environment?
Definitely the environment and the collective, whether it's the home environment, the environment that they're raised in. I mean, in the collective, I believe it all plays its part. The school environment, it all plays its part in how these youth just lash out and they become violent. I mean, it's a society now where the parents aren't there to raise a child. The parents that are there, that are, you know, present in their life, you know, they spend most of the time working, not even there really spending time to raise their kids, and we left with a generation that's left to be raised amongst themselves, and they are led down paths consistently by their own peers. I mean, it's the blind leading the blind, and it's not enough leaders stepping up and actually playing a role to guide it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, Charles. But I guess my issue with that is, I know growing up, kids get into fights. We've seen, you know, the boys fight the boys, the girls fight the girls, and sometimes the boys fight the girls fight the boys. But at least somebody help me with this, because I've never heard growing up, and maybe that's because it was such something that was kept under wraps, if indeed it was happening, and I'm sure it probably was in some way, shape, or form. But I never heard of teenagers that were dating getting into physical confrontations. Yes, they fought. And when I say fought, they argued. Yeah, I get it. But physical confrontations?
I definitely say that. I mean, it's nature of the beast that, I mean, boys getting into fights. I mean, that was prevalent in our time coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is now is these youth now don't know how to translate their emotions or what they go through. They don't know how to express themselves. You know, a lot of times they don't have, you know, and I think it stems from the lack of parenting, the lack of involvement.
Well, Charles, I've got to take a break, and I appreciate your input. More on this issue on the other side of the break at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Teen dating violence. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about teen dating violence. What is it and how can you address it with your teen? My guests are Dr. Jerry Dyson, an adolescent physician and author of An Apple a Day Keeps the Drama Away, and domestic violence activist Queen Afi Gaston. She is the founder of Domestic Violence Wears Many Tags. But before the break, we were talking about back in the day, that perhaps this was not a frequent occurrence or something that was not heard so much about. But now, Dr. Dyson, you're saying that it is frequent. It happens out in the open. What has changed?
It's very common. I think what we have done is we've let our guard down as it relates to how men treat women and what is acceptable and what is unacceptable. And also, I've seen girls actually hit on guys, because men have been taught not necessarily to touch women, so that young ladies feel like, oh, if I push him, I shove him, it shows, if he gets mad at me, it shows that he's really interested in me. And I actually did a study at one of the colleges, and the young ladies were telling me, when men hit me, shove me, push me, I know that he really cares for me.
Mm.
It's twisted, but that's how some of them think.
Queen, would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I've heard some of the same stories about, you know, But you know what? That's the sign of a woman's low self-esteem and insecurities mm-hmm. about herself. Or it could be that, you know, she's grown up in a household where this was taking place, and she's, you know, this could be normal to her as a young girl. It says that it's okay. Or as a young man, this could be normal to him. So for me, it definitely goes back to that household and what's happening at that dinner table. What are we teaching our children? You know, what are they learning in terms of health and relationships? And having the conversation about domestic violence or drug abuse, teen pregnancy, having those conversations is going to be very important as to how our teens move forward into healthy relationships.
Queen, I know that we're going to lose you at 7:30, and I want you to have the last word before we switch over to SiriusXM. Is this about anger management, or is this about explaining to young people what a relationship should be about, or is it both?
I think it is a little of both. And one of the things that I want to let the parents know today is that don't shun your daughter or your son's partner. Invite that partner over. Cook for that partner. Invite that partner to the family functions and things, because this is how you get to build a case to see the signs, you know, to spot out the warning signs for yourself. Because with the teens, they don't just take our word. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, did you see it? Did you see it happen? What did he do or what did she do? So here's an opportunity for me as a parent to get to know this person for myself. Okay. You know, let my daughter know or my son know, look, I saw, you know, how he was grabbing on you or how she was grabbing on you.
Okay.
You
well, know, Queen, thank you for your input and your expertise as always. I need to take another break, but if you were on the phone, Paris, Daryl, Mark, Sierra, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. Want to hear from you as we switch over to SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More on teen dating violence on the other side. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.